Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 356, Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 18, A Face from the Past.
It aired August 26th, the year 2000, written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand, directed by Ryu Tsuzaki. And today we have a very special guest joining us, live and in person, my little brother Scoot. What's up, Scoot?
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Well, I know. I've been here for a few hours.
Yeah, you've been here for a little while today. So we got a couple of questions that we ask our guests normally when we have them on here. And let's see.
That is how things go.
And let's see if I can remember a single one of them.
Have
so,
you been on this before?
Nope.
Nope.
Huh.
I know, right? Saving them for this episode.
Yeah.
For when 356.
It's very special.
I mean, it's no 351, but... It's the second most important episode after that. How'd you get into Power Rangers?
Well, you were into Power Rangers, and I was around you basically all the time when I was a kid. And then Lightspeed Rescue happened, and that's, I think, where I either dived into Lost Galaxy or Lightspeed Rescue.
I definitely remember you having Lightspeed Rescue toys.
Yes.
So
I think I still have that blaster somewhere
in my
dad's house.
Pretty boss. Who's your favorite Power Ranger up to who we've seen on the show so far?
I don't want to just say Adam Park, but I mean, he is the best Power Ranger.
I would say he's a very close second.
No, I mean, wasn't it by the numbers that Adam Park was the best?
No, they are tied.
You sure?
Currently, yes.
They are tied.
Okay.
They are dead even. They eventually, Adam will supersede her unless she comes back for the 25th anniversary. We don't know. So, what else do we ask?
Favorite season as a whole?
Yeah, what's your favorite season? Just in general, I guess.
Well, Dino Thunder is actually really good, and I know that no one said that yet, but I might just be, that's literally the one that I remember the most of. That and SPD. SPD is very good.
Okay. That one's got Dog Boy.
Yeah, Doggy Kruger.
Dog Man.
That one's like Star Fox.
That one's the Star Fox, the Dog Police featuring Star Fox. I hope there's not an April Fool's episode during that, because we're just straight up doing Road Rovers.
Oh, God.
Instead.
Or we could do the Dog Police pilot.
There was an 8-minute pilot for a Dog Police TV show. Yeah, we looked it up after the episode. We should have been recording that. It was good Bobo content, but we didn't. And yeah, there's this weird, rich Dog Police lore.
With a cameo by Adam Sandler.
Yep.
No.
Somehow, some way. Yep.
No, that's a lie.
New Hampshire Zone. Adam Sandler was in the Dog Police pilot. What a sentence that is. All right, Josh, you got any questions for Scoot?
Hey, man, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute.
Who's your favorite Power Rangers bad guy?
Ah.
I don't think we've asked anybody
I don't
that
think so. I don't think so.
Nope. Which is why you put me on the spot, Josh. How dare you do this?
This could be anything from putties to big bads.
I mean... up to what we've seen so far, or like
just in general?
Just in general, you can say literally anything, and I'll believe that it's a Power Ranger villain. So,
Mezagog from Dino Thunder is straight up just probably the creepiest design, but also very good. He's Dino Thunder's good, guys. I can't wait for you guys to get to Dino Thunder.
It's gonna be a minute.
Yeah, we got a couple minutes before we get to Dino Thunder. Is that after Wild Force, or is that no? After Wild Force is Hurricane. Well, whatever Hurricane ends up being, Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
And I think after that,
it's Dino Thunder. Yeah.
So you got a couple years before we get there. I honestly don't know if we have any other questions for our guests. So you guys just want to go. If you're new, hey everybody. If you're new here,
you didn't, to the podcast.
You didn't see the behind the scenes of this episode where everything has gone wrong so far. if you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And should, because again, Lightspeed Rescue's boss, so you're gonna want to get in on this.
Yeah, I'm excited now because everyone was like, Lightspeed Rescue sucks and is boring, and it's like very good.
So yeah.
I'm excited for the other seasons that people say suck and are boring, except for Operation Overdrive.
Overdrive. That one's just bad.
It probably does suck and is boring, but I think Mystic Force is probably gonna rule.
The designs for Mystic Force, like all the Ranger suits and everything, is so cool. It's so clean.
Ranger's the boss, best theme song. It's going to be great.
Anyway,
we're going to go watch Face from the Blast. That's not it.
No.
Face from the Past right now.
Rescue ready.
Power Rangers, light speed rescue.
And we're back, and we just watched Blast from the Face. Nope. That's way not it. Face from the Past.
There you go.
And I don't want to tip my hand, but I had a very good time watching this episode of Power Rangers.
It felt really short, which means it was probably real good, because it was real good.
There's a weird, like, rubber band math to how long an episode feels, how good it is, and how much we talk about it. And there's this weird parabola of, like, wherever it lands on any of those factors will adjust how long the episode feels, how much we talk. It's very weird. Anyway.
You can't go in one direction without shortening the other.
Yeah. There's, like, a finite amount of time. Well, I mean, we used to do, like, hour and a half episodes. I don't know how.
We were young.
I don't know.
Spry back then.
Don't even know how.
When we started this, I was under 30.
You were young
man. I was 16.
Now I'm 32.
Yikes.
It's crazy.
I'm 29 now, so I'm still under 30. For everyone keeping track at home, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is jakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphinggrid. We're on Snapple Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife. We're on Stitcher. We're on Snitcher. We're on Splitcher. We're on Fitcher. We're on Ditcher. And we're on Richer. If you only listen to rating and review any of those places, that helps out a bunch. And it helps people find the show. So it helps everybody, really. Especially on Ditcher.
Especially on Ditcher.
Everyone's really looking at those Ditcher reviews right now. So, yeah, please leave us some. Also, I don't know why this has gotten off the rails.
What happened?
Oh, well, the first I couldn't figure out why you were so quiet, and then my computer's HDMI cable crapped his pants. So
basically, I brought a plague with from the pantry.
You Babadooked our house, and I just don't appreciate that.
I apologize.
Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as $1 a month. You get some neat stuff in return, including tattooed teenage alien fighters from Beverly Hills episodes that are buck wild. So you gotta hear them to get it.
Can't confirm. That show is weird.
It's a very weird show. It's the only episode we're doing. It's Monday. It's the only episode we're doing this week. And then next week's also going to be a one-off. And next week after that is also going to be a one-off, I think. And then you should be back.
I should be.
By then?
Yeah.
So there might be two or three more weeks, depending on where Josh's vacation lands and how much time we have to record before then. Maybe we'll have to take a skip week. Who knows?
We shouldn't.
I don't think so. I think we'll be fine recording next week and then having one. Anyway, this is boring production stuff. Just like get ready for a couple weeks where you only get one of these. But because of that, normally we'd have a guest. We'd just jump right into the episode. But we're gonna do a couple things first. Do some housekeeping. I almost said house cleaning, but
no, I mean, you might want to do some of that too at some point.
I vacuumed before you got here.
It looks lovely.
I did a couple dishes.
I also just want to say, now that it is recorded and is going to be out there on clean audio, JJ and I, we don't sound alike.
We do not sound the same.
We don't sound alike.
Like, even a little bit.
Which one are you saying that?
Shut up, Josh.
Get out, Josh.
You guys can do two episodes next week. I'll just take Josh's place.
Yeah. No new patrons. Nobody new to thank there. Thank you to all of our existing patrons, including Scoot.
You're welcome.
Who's in the room. We appreciate all your support. Helps out a bunch. We do have a couple of emails. We have one couple that are both very short as per the new hey don't rules.
Basically, email us a tweet.
Yeah, email us a double stuff Oreo tweet. And that'll do good enough.
That'll do, pig.
So we got like three, looks like. So first up is from Benny, and this is a question, parentheses, non-evil email. So thank you for letting us know, and I guess we'll be the judge of that.
Just a souvenir shop. Nothing weird here.
So Benny says, when Chad is fighting and making all his hiya noises, does he sound like Link from Ocarina of Time to anyone else? I think part of the reason I like Chad is I think of him as this adorable, honorable elf himbo trying to save fishes. Cheers, Benny. He is all of those things.
Yeah. He's definitely all of those things. I have not heard the Link yells, but I will listen for them now.
There was one in this episode that was pretty solid.
I did not notice Chad making any noise
in
this episode.
Oh, you didn't notice his big, like, yeah, at the end?
It cuts straight to Chad's Chad's mask.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I don't know why Chad was so excited. You know who doesn't talk at all in this episode after Ryan. His first like thing is Ryan. And this is
Ryan does some stuff in this episode.
He makes up for not talking. He's very loud in a lot of different ways. Yeah, also, I like that you called him a himbo, because I feel like Chad, in addition to being a little stupid, is, like, a little slutty, but, like, he just seems like it. I don't know. I love Chad. I was a little down on him, but I came around after it turns out he will kick through a car. He'll just keep kicking through a car until it's destroyed. Next up is from Public Frenemy number one, Corbin, who says, Mighty Morphing Men, that's us. After that alliteration, a couple episodes back, you asked, why don't they give morphers to everyone in the city? Zordon has the rule of never escalating a fight. Well, parentheses, this is from us. He dead, so he don't matter.
He also had a rule that's don't reveal your identity.
Yeah, that's gone now. That's out the window. We're not playing by Zordon's rules. We're playing by Captain's rules now, and they're much leaner. Which may mean that the Morphin Grid balances its power level to match the threat. So instead of having five awesome heroes, you'd have an army of mediocre heroes, with many of them dying from week to week. This is an extension of my theory that the Zeo powers were too strong and took too much energy from the Morphin Grid, allowing the Alliance of Evil to take over the majority of the galaxy. That's it for the headcanon. So, two more tiny, tiny paragraphs. How do we feel about that?
Counterpoint. Dino Charge has like 900 Rangers.
Well, they have like 13, but it's not everyone in the city is a Power Ranger.
And I don't feel like they all Power Range at the same time. I don't know a lot about Dino Charge, but I feel like there's a rotation.
I also have no idea past when they added the extra 7 Rangers, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, that can be said, like, you don't need to morph the whole city at once for one monster.
I mean, but why wouldn't you if you all could morph?
And then all the people can form their own Megazord of themselves. You don't need swords, they can just stack up.
They'll gnome themselves together into a giant human
gnome?
Human man Zord.
Just a big Power Ranger.
I think that's probably a pretty good reason. You don't want to, you don't want too many people like taxing the Morphin Grid at one time, because then, like, what if you run out of power?
I think the bigger reason for all of Mariner's Bay is not Power Rangers is because Dr. Fairweather makes them all herself.
Oh, yeah. She's on assembly line.
And, like, she just made the titanium one.
Yeah. We don't know how long she's been working on the other five.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, the Ranger energy for this season doesn't come from the Morphin Grid, because they made the Morphers and they made the suits.
I mean, they made the Morphers and the suits, but they like...
They could slap a factory together with her running it and like crank out enough Morphers.
I mean, it still connects to the Morphin Grid. Like, you can't morph without the Morphin Grid.
If it wasn't the Morphin Grid, they wouldn't be Power Rangers.
Yeah.
They'd just be...
They'd be transformed people.
Teenage alien fighters from Mariner's Bay.
Mariner's Bay might be Beverly Hills. Well, no, I think it's like San Diego. I think it's supposed to be San Diego. But I've got a question. How does Go-Go 5 differ from Lightspeed Rescue? A brief overview would be great for those who don't know. Thank you in advance. I don't know. I think they're all siblings. And instead of there being like a Lightspeed Rescue organization, there's like their dad.
Yeah, their dad that built all of this stuff, including the roads that split apart and open up and launch a giant train into the sky.
I mean, there's also the Titanium Ranger is American footage only, and the Sixth Ranger in Go-Go 5 just looks buck wild.
Yeah, someone tweeted, it's like only in the movie. It's in like one Power Ranger, like one Sentai movie, and it's just this weird like gold ball lightning man thing.
Is he kind of designed to look like the Solar Zord?
A little bit. Yeah. It's weird. But yeah, that's all I know about Go-Go 5. I hope you weren't looking for too much more. Also, here's the fun thing. There's like road construction going on in Austin right now, near the airport, which we drove by. And there's been road construction going on in some part of Austin at some point for the entire 5 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
How did one dude get all this done in not 1,000 years?
TV magic.
That's incredible.
Well, he wasn't working for the DOT, because the DOT is real good at standing around.
I guess. He had a hustle. He had a drive. Lastly, apparently Go-Go 5 did have a Sixth Ranger, but it was a movie exclusive. Oh, hey, here we go.
Hey, look at that.
So not part of what Saban purchased. Oh, they don't get the rights to the movies.
Oh.
That would make sense. Except they did get the rights to the Zeo crossover movie. No, I guess that might have been part of it. I heard the Zio movie had the Cocker Rangers in it, or the O-Ranger movie had the Cocker Rangers in it, and that was that like weird team-up episode. But after that, there might be regular episodes. I might be very, very wrong, though.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've seen zero Sentai.
Google Beast Demon Hunter Zeke if you are interested in seeing him.
Zeke. Big Zeke.
This Beast Demon Hunter. Zeke. thank you for the email. I'm definitely going to Google that a little bit later. Thank you for the email, Corbin. I almost called you Baron again, and I'm so sorry. Every time I want to do that.
He's a constable now.
Constable.
Oh, no. Let's not.
Next is from Jamie. Jamie says, hey, guys, relatively new fan to all your podcasts. All very funny and great production on them. I was just wondering on your wondering what your opinions of Uchu Sentai Kaiju Ranger, specifically the use of non-human rangers. So I think it's a great inclusion. Also, the number of total rangers at the end, when is it too much in terms of ranger numbers? I'm assuming you mean on one team. I think at 8 is when I go, okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen more than 6 yet.
There's a point where there's like 10 in SPD. Well, actually, no.
Well, there's
technically there's like 14.
I know there's a bunch of Jungle Furious Rangers.
No, there's just the 5.
No, there's a whole set of other.
Not in Jungle Fury. There's 5. There's a bunch of different Zords in Wild Force.
I'm pretty confident that I've seen pictures of like a whole second team of like a rhino and a bat and a whole bunch of other.
No,
guys.
They just get secondary weapons.
Okay.
They get secondary.
I just want you to remember this when we get there and there's like a whole new set of Rangers, because I'm going to point back to this episode and be like, hey.
Well, I mean, soon as this goes live, we're going to have Matt send out a tweet.
Well, one way or the other, we're going to find out. I have only seen pictures of that's the Minecraft Power Rangers, where like everybody but the Red Ranger is like an animal head person.
Oh, right, right.
I think it's real weird. I don't dislike it, but I feel like it's a lot more work than you need to do.
Yeah.
Because,
but I mean, after 100 years of Super Sentai.
That's true.
You got to start trying new stuff.
You're running out of ideas.
Eventually. Yeah. Yeah. So thanks. Oh, Jay. Sorry. Thanks, Jay. Oh, from the UK. This email had to come over on a boat.
No. Oh,
that's not how that works.
Hope they didn't get you with the shipping charges.
I didn't get an email. That's all we got for emails. There is one other Twitter question that I wanted to, somebody asked us on Twitter. Let me see if I can find it real quick, that I did want to talk about real quick.
Wait, they asked a Twitter question on Twitter?
Yep.
Whoa.
Uh-huh. They were going to email it to us, but they figured a Twitter question might go better over tweets.
Yes.
Look, you're not the only one who took a nap today, kid.
No, I know.
I guess I'm just not going to ask it because Twitter's not coming up.
Nope.
All right, never mind. We're going to jump into the episode. Sorry. We're going to ask. We'll get it later. You guys want to jump in? You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. We start off with Kelsey aggressively inlining her way to a meeting, shoving over a bunch of what looked like flight attendants to me at first blush.
Was she like outside rollerblading and then the captain was like, hey, we have a meeting. And so she had to just like rollerblade through that like underwater tube very quickly.
I mean, it looks
like. Or was she rollerblading inside?
She might have been rollerblading inside.
I think, yeah.
She does try to hide them in a minute.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's holding them behind her back when she gets to it. So she pushes over like 4 or 5 people. Like, just shows it by the way. Like, oh, sorry, sorry. She gets to this meeting, and she's like, hey, what's so urgent about the meeting? And they're like, we hoped you would know. Why? Why, Kelsey? Why did you hope Kelsey was going to know, Carter?
Well, I mean, if the last person shows up, you just you ask.
Yeah, I guess.
Courtesy, I guess.
All right. I'll buy it.
That's
it
not the word I wanted to use.
It would be very weird if the captain was like, all the Rangers, come here. Kelsey, this is why.
Or if like Kelsey's like, hey captain, can you call a meeting? I need to do a meeting today, and they won't listen to me. I'm just an aggressive inliner.
I just need to pitch Zord inlines to Dr. Fairweather today.
That would be very good.
There are already wheels on the bottom of those Zord feet.
Yeah, dog.
Just put them in a row.
Line them up.
Or
stack
them
up. No, it's a row.
It's a row.
Columns go up.
That would be weird.
Depends on which way you hold the skate, I guess.
Well, I mean,
it's still a row.
Not very effective one way. So Captain has a very important assignment. He's very serious. He's like, hey, you better do this. You have to take the day off. And Joel's like, ha, yeah, right. You're not going to trick us, idiot. What do you think you're getting at?
Joel gives the most Viper laugh that I think I've ever heard a Power Ranger do.
This episode loves Joel's whole face.
It is. Yeah.
It gets up in there a few times.
Multiple times.
It is all up in his business. And they're like, no. Or Captain Mustache is like, no, I'm serious. You've done a lot of good work lately. We had a whole Ryan saga. Take the day off. Like, go have fun somewhere. So we smash cut to the beach, and Joel is signing photos for like 50 girls swarming him. Because again, he's a world famous sky cowboy.
Yeah, you know all the world famous stunt pilots. I bet you can name 100.
I was gonna say, can anyone name a stunt pilot?
No.
No. Other than Joel Rollins. Who isn't real? Let's see. What else is happening here? Chad and Kelsey are surfing. They come back with boards and they're in wetsuits. Dana has buried Ryan up to his neck in sand. And Ryan's like, they're like, yeah, we got some tasty waves out there, bro. And Ryan's like, oh, I wish I could try some.
Really want to get in a nosh on those waves.
But he's all buried up to his neck. And then we cut to Carter. Not taking a day off. Somewhere else, not chilling, is Carter.
Doing no days off.
I mean, he's in the park-ish. He's park adjacent.
Yeah.
He's on a hill.
He's doing karate practice. Maybe that's how he chills.
Maybe. At first, it looked like he was doing some Tai Chi. Like, just like a chill, like, you know, chill karate.
Going through some poses. Yeah. And then he starts straight up kicking and screaming.
He does a literal, like, tornado kick from the first episode of Power Rangers. After he does his little, like, very intense kata, he lands, and then Captain Mustache is there, and he's like, hey, I thought you were taking a day off. And Carter's like, I never take a day off from training. And Cap's like, okay, so then, like, let me join you.
I want to backpedal for 2 seconds.
Okay.
The way you say kata drives me insane.
What is it?
It's kata, but you're saying kata.
Yeah, kata.
It's kata.
Kata.
Settlers of Kata.
I love that game. I love A City and Night Kata. It's my favorite version. Now I don't know how to say it anymore. Kata.
Kata.
I think I said it right the first time.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure I got it.
Got it in one.
Got it in one.
You're going to say it wrong anyway to drive me insane because you know it works.
Yep. So he's like, all right, let's train together then. And he's like, all right, sure, sir. And he's like, are you like sure about this? Like, yeah. And just like a bring it. Like a just bring it hands, and then turns his fist over for a fist bump. And then we fade to the theme song.
Yeah. A real weird cut.
It was very strange. It was just like,
it's like they forgot about the theme song and they were like, oh crap, put it in.
Throw it in. We can't just cut to it, even though that's how we always do it. It's like, hey, just give it a nice little fade. Give it a nice little lead in.
So give it a little finesse.
Scoot, what do you think about the theme song?
I like it. I actually really enjoy this theme song. I listened to it, like, after you guys did the theme song rankings. I listened to it a couple times over, and it's poppy enough, but not poppy.
But,
I don't know how words work.
And it's pretty fine.
It's pretty fine.
It's better than the Lost Galaxy one, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that one's booty.
Right now, that one, I like the end of it, but it takes so long to get there.
Yeah, once the second part of, the second song of the theme song comes in, it's not bad.
So we come back from the theme song, and they're sparring. Cam's like, don't go easy on me, and then beats Carter up.
Yeah, Captain Mustache maybe should have been the Green Ranger if they weren't going to give it to Miss Fairweather.
Dr. Fairweather.
My bad. As soon as I said it.
She does doctor stuff in this episode again. I'm so mad that they call her Miss Fairweather.
Straight up legit medical doctor.
Like, it's ridiculous. He, like, does a judo throw on Carter. He's like, gotcha. And then he, like, helps him. He's like, all right, what next? And then so we cut to them jogging, and Captain is struggling. But he's like, and Carter's like, hey, you want me to slow down? Like, give me some time to catch up. And he's like, you're going too slow anyway. And like playfully. And they start running again. And eventually, then we cut to Vipra. And she's, Vipra bad still.
She's trying, but.
Is she?
Well, no, maybe that's the problem. Maybe she's not trying.
I feel like I want to give her the BOTD, but I just don't think I can. I just think there's too much evidence of her not getting any better at all.
What episode was this? 19?
This is episode, 19, I think.
Yeah, we're too deep to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I just, like, I feel so bad because she's so bad, and I have to point it out on this show every time.
Jennifer Yen's going to listen to this and be like, oh, guys, I tried. I was trying.
Look, if you were trying, then, like, that's all I can ask of you. But, like, if you weren't, come on. So she says something to the effect of, we're going to blow up two power plants, and then the power will be gone from the city.
And they introduce the monster.
Shockatron.
The Shockmaster.
He almost comes in like the Shockmaster. He runs just around the corner like, hey, it's me.
He's just standing behind a pillar in the background. He's like, yeah, it's me.
I've been waiting here for a week.
I'm going to team up with Sting at Great American Bash. I think they didn't even let him go that far. His helmet was a Stormtrooper spray painted glitter. I don't know why they thought that was... I mean, one of my favorite things Dusty Rhodes has ever said is, in reference to that, is, it should have worked. I don't think it should have, Dusty. I don't think it should have. So Shockatron comes in. Bumblebit's number bum is there just being like, come in, Shockmaster. And then that's it. That's all he really does this episode. Then we get to some kids in hard hats going to a factory. And one girl, who will find out her name is Ginny, says something like, Jeremy, was that the...
Jeremy, yeah.
Like, Jeremy thinks next time we should go to a cookie factory. I thought Jeremy was, like, another kid, but it's the bear that she has.
It's a little stuffed bear.
She does, right before she says that, she, like, kind of puts her ear down to the bear's muzzle. And then it's like, Jeremy thinks we should have cookies.
We should go to a cookie factory instead. Well, you'd be much safer there compared to the day you're about to have, Ginny.
Demons usually don't try and blow up, like, fun stuff. They blow up important stuff.
Yeah, just like a... You know,
I feel like a season one plot could be blow up the cookies so the Power Rangers can't have tasty desserts.
Well, they were very healthy, so they, you know, it'd be like blow up the kale factory, right, or whatever.
Throw the kale farms on fire.
Throw the celery in the ocean.
Where it belongs. I would sign up with Rita immediately. Yeah,
I'd help her out.
Yeah, so Carter and Captain Mustache get to the top of the hill. I say they get there. Carter's already there waiting for Captain Mustache, who is, like, drenched in sweat.
I have never related to Captain Mustache as much as when he came up that hill, because that was just how I was in track.
He's just like, all right, I got here. Carter's like, yeah, great job, you made it. And, like, throws him a bottle of water. And they're just, like, kind of goofing around. He, like, takes a sip and then, like, pours something on Carter's head.
Yeah, because Carter's like, you still got it. He's like, whatever it was, I left at the bottom of the hill. Yeah. Carter says, I should have called Dana in with her ambulance at one point.
Yeah. But then he's like, so why are you training and not taking a day off? And Carter's like, well, because I want to be as good as the firefighter that saved me. If you'll remember from the second episode, was it the first? That was the first episode.
One of the two. It was very early.
It was one of the very early episodes where Carter's like, yeah, I was saved by a fireman who, like, got caught all the way on fire from holding up a burning beam and, like, let me get out. And, like, I don't know what happened to him, but I want to be as good as him.
Does that stunt guy get paid more for actually being on fire?
Fire is, like, a immediate pay bump. Yeah. Even for this, like, crazy non-union show, like, there's definitely no way someone's like, yeah, put me on fire for the same amount that I get every day.
You could put a splash of fire on my shoulder. That's fine.
It made me so nervous because that fire was right next to his oxygen tank.
I mean, in kayfabe, yes. Out of kayfabe, there's nothing in that tank. That's an empty tank.
No, but still, like...
But, yeah, also, like, he was on fire for a long time. Like,
yeah.
He's just standing like, go, come on, get out, go.
Carter. Go.
That's like a long time to just be standing there on fire.
Yeah, and those suits are, like, very, you know, fire resistant, but not that much.
Yeah, they're not, like, made of asbestos for a lot of reasons. So then Cat Mustache says, like, well, just remember, like, heroes are still only human. It's like, you know, chill sometimes.
Aliens are only bad guys. Looking at you, Equetian Rangers.
Yep. With their hair. I don't like it.
It was just the voices that drove me insane.
The bubbly underwater voices. I forgot about that until just now. Anyway, so then as he says that, obviously a cloud appears over the... I almost called it electricity farm.
It's the same. I mean, that's
basically what it is. So over electricity farm, there's a big scary cloud, and they're like, let's go get it. And so they start running there. And we got to Shocktron, who's, like, blowing some stuff up. He, like, breaks into a room and just, like, shoots a...
He just attaches his USB cable to a yeah, to the console and blows everything up.
It's like a big dongle.
Yeah, he sticks his dongle in the roof.
Yeah, and just like he like jacks his dongle into the power system.
Well, take that again.
No,
please.
I don't.
No, he's just jacking into the electricity farm.
He just jacked his dongle into the electricity farm. I don't know what's wrong with that sentence. And he like blows up the room. He hits the blow up this room button. And then we cut, I think we get like one quick shot of like the kids like trying to run out of the exploding factory. But I don't exactly remember. Then we cut to Carter and Captain getting there, and Carter morphs and he's like, "All right, I'll go get it." And it turns around and Captain Mustache is running towards a fire truck and starts like throwing on a coat, and at some point gets fire pants in addition to his fire shirt.
He was just straight up in sweatpants before this.
Yeah, I thought he was going to run in there in like a fire coat and sweatpants and a helmet.
And just like tennis shoes.
Yeah. And so he like he gets in there and he gets all like this whole suit on that someone just left. They had an extra, which I know is not how it goes.
No.
You get dressed before you get in the truck. You don't bring an extra. Yeah, you don't bring a spare. He gets on and he's like, what are you doing? And Captain Mustache is like, same thing you are. And then they both run into the building. And
this solidifies my Captain should have been a Power Ranger too. Because he still got it.
I mean, I think this is why he's like a very good mentor. It's because like he used to do similar stuff to Power Ranging. So like I think that it really worked for me that like this is their mentor.
Yeah, I like seeing him get his hands dirty. I don't think we've had a mentor do that
no.
yet.
No.
Because it was a head in a tube before.
It was a head in a tube, and then it was a different head in a tube, and then it was nobody?
The commander of Terra Venture who just stood up in the cockpit and was like, okay, he's just a supervisor. He's a Power Ranger supervisor.
Commander's like, I'll stand up here, and also, I don't like my daughter very much. If you could take her to go ice skating, or I guess it was rollerblading, instead of me, that'd be great, Kai. Cool, cool, cool. So they run in, and I also really like, I don't want to call it a trope, but like the story of like an older person like puts their boots back on to go do the thing they used to do. I am always a fan of that. So they run in, they're saving people. They get a bunch of people outside, and then the other Rangers show up.
Nobody called them.
No, they just, I mean, Dr. Fairweather might have.
Probably.
You know, a giant cloud of monster energy appeared over the electric farm.
They have like a team monitoring the city.
Yeah.
In the deep space base, the ocean base.
Ocean base. So they all like pull up and Ryan's driving and Ryan gets out and he straight up just somersaults over the hood of the car for no reason.
I missed that one and I wish we would have gone back, but I just didn't think to rewind it.
Just has to get. No one's looking at him. He's just like, this is my chance. This is the only time I'm ever going to get to do this.
Ryan's like, I don't have any lines this episode, so I just got to vogue the entire time.
Yeah, Ryan will not be speaking again for the rest of this episode, including after some stuff with his dad happens, where it turns out that Carter's his favorite son. So they like help people. The Rangers show up as Carter and Captain Mustache are like getting people out, and Dr. Fairweather calls and says, hey, Shockatron is like blown up the other power plant. So Captain Mustache's like, you guys go. I'll keep things on lockdown here. And then they leave and we cut to the kids trying to get out, but then they get trapped in like a hallway closet, like a big hallway closet. I think it's a room, but all the walls have fallen in, it looks like.
Yeah, it's hard to tell exactly where they are. It's just a bunch of fire and fallen beams.
Yeah. So they're like trying to get low to the ground so they don't like just huff a bunch of smoke because that's horrible for you. And because like the Ranger's driving, and this is when Ryan does his second weird thing of the episode where he's in the sidecar.
He's just voguing.
And he just literally is voguing. He's like got his hands doing like Spider-Man hands, trying to like, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know who.
He threw his hands up in like a Jet Li punch at one point for no reason.
It was so weird.
And no one else is doing that.
Well, everyone else
is driving a motorcycle.
Everyone else has their hands on the motorcycle wheel.
Oh, I guess you're right. So but he's like, just like, I gotta do something.
I can't just sit here and be boring.
Yeah, I guess.
One of those kids that's just chilling out took his hard hat off like a freaking idiot.
Yeah.
I yelled at him to put it back on.
He's also a dumb kid and was probably like, I'm getting sweaty, and just took his hat off.
Yeah, but the teacher should have been like, you put that back on.
Yeah, it was a bad move, but he has it back on in a second, because we cut back from the Rangers morphing and Ryan or driving and Ryan voguing to Cap Mustache like kicking the door in, and he's like, everyone go, come on, go. They all get up and run, except Ginny forgot Jeremy in the corner, which I feel like is unrealistic.
Do you know how many times I forgot a stuffed animal places?
Yeah, but she was literally just hugging it.
Like, the last time we saw her, she was, like, hugging Jeremy and, like, leaning down. So unless she's like, I'll put him down so I can leave and then go back for it, because that's what happens, because she gets out and she's like, Jeremy, and runs back in.
She is a kid. Kids' thought process is not the greatest.
Yeah, I'll give her more of a benefit of doubt than I will Viper any day. So we cut to the other Rangers at the other power plant fighting Shockmaster, and he talks some smack, but has like, it's not a weird voice. It's just
I don't even remember it.
It's very regular. There's like a filter on it, but it's like just a guy.
It's generic demon man.
It's very much like the Shockmaster when he's like, I'm going to help Sting. but he just fell through a wall and his helmet came off like an idiot.
He's trying to cut a promo in the British Bulldog, you can hear in the background, just be like, he just fell on his arse.
Oh, Uncle Fred.
And Sid was there.
Was Sid there?
Sid was there. And he's like, finally, someone messed up worse than I did.
Well, all right, pal. They start fighting some baddies, and it's mostly Sentai footage, then we'll cut to Ryan fighting some baddies in American footage, and then we'll get pushed outside.
Ryan is fighting by voguing. That's all he does this episode. He straight up just like extends his arm and keeps it there for a second, and then does it again.
There's also a like in a second from now, because like they get they like corner Shockmaster and they like have him surrounded, and they pull out their V-Lancers and they're all doing this like Darth Maul waving.
They're just
thing.
Waving in the figure eight.
Yeah, except Ryan, who's got his, and he's just like. Also wants to be doing something, even though it doesn't work the same, because it's a hand axe.
He just got his Nerf axe out.
It's so weird. Oh, it is absolutely a Nerf axe, 100%. So it's just real weird. I don't know what was going on.
He just wants to fit in, but they're not giving him anything to work with.
I guess.
I thought they were going to like close in on him and like all stab at the same time, but instead they decided to do the Power Rangers thing. Is quick attack one at a time. He'll never see that coming.
I mean, it worked. Also, this the American suit of Shocktron is definitely the Family Dollar version of the suit.
Yeah.
It looks like it's made of cheap plastic. It's a matte finish. It's very bad. We cut back to the other power plant. Oh, sorry. They blow him up and kill him, and he leave him in chunks and then leave, because that is usually fine, right?
Yeah. I mean, nothing ever happens to the monster chunks. Nope.
Usually once they get chunked, it's game over. They run back to their car to like drive back to or back to their motorcycles or whatever to go back. We cut back to the other one where the woman's like, "It's okay, Ginny's probably fine. Like that man will go find her." And then the Rangers pull up and they're like, "Hey, where's Captain Mitchell?" I almost said Captain Reynolds, which is not it. That's
that's Firefly.
That's
what are you talking
from
about?
Firefly. Like, where's Captain Mustache? And some guy is like, oh, yeah, we know who that guy is. Who just grabbed his suit and started fighting fire. And so he's still in there, but, like, you can't go in. It's unstable. It's about to blow. And Carter just, like, pushes him out of the way and runs in. And he runs past the guy with the hose. And the guy with the hose is like, no!
Thank God Leo wasn't this season's Red Ranger, because he would have been like, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he would have just, like, everybody stay outside. We'll just yell at the building and hope he comes out.
Hey, you turn that hose off. It's wasting water.
Oh, no. You guys are so wrong. Leo would absolutely run in there so he could save the day and take the credit. Like, when he comes out, he wouldn't be like, yeah, because he goes in and Captain Mustache is there. Like, a pipe falls and he grabs it with his shoulder and is like, go. And, like, she runs out the door and Carter's waiting. And Carter's like takes his mask down, which is a bad idea because there's like smoke and stuff.
I realized why they did that, I think, because they do it again a little bit later. And I think it's so Carter can convey some kind of emotion with his eyes rather than just be in the helmet.
Yeah, I think it works. And I think it's a good use of that trick.
Yeah.
I'm glad they don't do it every single time they talk like they did in the Power Rangers movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which was kind of bad. By the way, if you guys like the Power Rangers movie, or if you don't like the Power Rangers movie, there's a YouTube channel called Film Joy. It's one of my favorites. There's movies with Mikey where Mikey does like a look into, usually it's a movie, and then recently he's been doing like movie concepts, like ambiguous endings and like what we can learn from animation stuff. It's one of my favorite web shows. And there's a second series called Deep Dive where they find a very bad movie and they have to find something good about it, because Film Joy's whole thing is like not about tearing movies down, but like expressing like why they are good. And it's like just like very positive about movies. And they have a show where on purpose they find a bad movie and talk about like find a good thing of it. And the next one they're doing is the Power Rangers 2017 movie.
Oh, nice.
And I'm very excited because I don't know what Mikey knows about Power Rangers. And I'm just excited for him and his friends to like talk about it. And I hope none of them know anything. So Carter's like takes this thing out, sees Captain Mustache in the same position basically that his hero, the firefighter that saved him, was in. And Captain Mustache is like, go. And so Carter's like, yes, right, sir. And so he picks up the girl, jumps out a window and like lands and runs up to the teacher. He should run up to like a paramedic, but he runs up to the teacher. And he's like, you saved her. And he's like, no, Captain Mustache saved her. And this is Leo. He'd be like, you're right.
Yes, I did.
I did.
Me, Leo, the Red Ranger.
I saved the crap out of her.
And I left the real hero to die, so he cannot tell you otherwise. Yep.
And then the building explodes.
Well, Dana
him.
First runs up to Carter and is like, hey, where's my dad?
And he's like, he's back in there. I'm going back in. And he turns around to go back in, and the building explodes. And Dana like drops to her knees. Is like, no, dad. And then
Ryan is just like Ryan voguing, says, I guess. Still.
I didn't even see Ryan in the shot.
They made him wait in the Jeep.
There's like a wide shot, and it's Carter and Dana, his real children, and the other Power Rangers behind them. And I did not see Ryan at all.
He was in like his shoulder was in one of the frames that Dana dropped down, but that was it.
That's it. It's so weird. And he doesn't say anything. And it's just like, that's his son. I get this is a Carter-centric episode, but like, you can't just ignore big things like this. I
mean, we can't even argue that like Diabolico was his dad, because like that's still his dad.
No, it's his Jad. They like
his actual dad. Jad?
Jad.
Jad?
Yeah, DJAD is Jad. So he, like, Carter like puts his hand on Dana's shoulder and she's like starting to cry. Like, she doesn't like cry yet, but she's starting to get there. And then we see like a foot come into frame. And it's Captain Mustache, and he's like rappelling down the side on like an
empty fire hose.
It's like a fire hose, which I guess was just on the roof of the power plant.
And he's got it like, I think so, yeah. for, you know, if there's a fire on the roof and you're also up there, because if there's like a fire on the roof, like, this is just a bad time, I guess. Right. But he's like got it wrapped around one leg, and he's like slowly letting go and bumping down a little bit.
I didn't even see it wrapped around that leg. I thought he was just scaling down with just his upper body strength.
No, he definitely had it like wrapped around something, because he was like letting it go a little by a little, because he was like going in very small increments coming down. And he lands, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're not dead. And they run up, and we cut to Jinxer real quick, who plays a trap card because you just left monster chunks laying around. Don't know what you expected. Everyone else,
clean up after your monsters.
Yeah, just sweep them up.
Bring a little baggie with you when you go monster fighting.
Yeah, so you can sweep your monsters up in a little baggie so Jinxer can't.
And then toss the chunks into the ocean.
Yes.
Because he won't go in there.
They can't. But also, like, you wouldn't leave a forest. You wouldn't leave like a fire in the woods burning. Like, if you have a little campfire, you put it out, you finish your job.
It's only burning a little bit. We'll just leave it. No, it'll go out.
Smokey the Bear has some pretty choice words for you. So we cut back to the Rangers and Captain Mustache, where Ryan gives Captain Mustache a hug, but doesn't say anything. And it's like a very quick, like, me too kind of hug. Carter's like, sir, I have to ask you a question. But then, you know, a giant monster who's got.
He's like, guys, big problem.
They call the Zords. They do a monster fight. The first thing that this monster does, though, is fly at them. And he's like a styrofoam.
I forgot about this
card, like cut out.
He's just like a dummy.
And it hit. He's like stiff, and it hits them in a T pose.
He's like human lawn darts himself. Yeah. At them.
And then they grab him, but it's like a very lightweight foam thing, and just spin him around and toss him. He definitely like wobbles, like Because he doesn't have the same physics as a body would. It's very weird. I get why, but it's just like, come on, you're better than this, Power Rangers.
I really wish they would have, like, caught him and then dropped him into a DDT. I want Megazords to do more wrestling moves.
I think the only problem with that is that the Megazords are, you know, people in big, elaborate costumes.
Yeah. Like refrigerator boxes.
Yeah, so if you, like, fall, you'll break it. But they also, like, throw him to the ground. I don't know. Maybe we just need to get, like, sleeker Megazords. But I also don't like that.
I was going to say, wait for Ninja Storm.
Okay.
Spoilers on Ninja Storm.
Okay, sexy, sleek Megazords. Very excited. Looking forward to it. So they kill him. It's a Zord fight. They kill him. But they kill him, and then it cuts to Chad being like, yeah!
For no reason. Chad has done nothing this episode except for surf.
Chad had a surfboard.
I don't remember this.
He literally just, yeah!
It's very weird and very quick. Like, they just cut to him and they cut away. And then it cuts to the lab, and Dr. Fairweather is doing medical doctor business, patching him up, patching up.
Like treating his burns, his
wound.
Fire burns.
Yeah, because when he cut that pipe, it was like spewing gas.
Yeah. Which is real bad for a round fire, I would say.
Usually.
And, yeah, pretty much. And so then Carter comes in and sees the scar on his other shoulder that he caught the beam on. And then he has like a flashback of the guy entirely on fire again for like a long time. And he's like, sir, was it you that saved me? And Ken Masters is like, yep.
We get long, like 15-second shot of the back of the captain's head before he's like, yes.
Yes.
It was me, Carter.
It was me all along. He was the Howard Power. Then he says, like, I've been keeping an eye on you, and I saw you become a firefighter, and then I chose you to be the Red Ranger because, like, I saw that, like, you went to do good and, like, kept being a very good Red Ranger person. And Carter's like, I owe you so much. He's like, no, you don't, because everything you've done so far has, you know, repaid me. You paid it forward, like, tenfold, so, you know, you don't. And Carter's like, yeah, I'm going to work twice as hard now. Get up. Hour earlier, run 2 more miles. Like, whoa, chill out, dude.
The captain is like, please don't.
You work, you train hard enough. Just take a day. Carter, damn. And then we smash cut to Joel's big face.
He's just like, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Before that, he does turn around and say, sir, you do still have it. Which is like a nice little callback. Do you have it? And he did.
He does still.
He did still
have
it. He's
got that glowing piece of the Radical Rock.
Yep. So then we cut to Joel's big face, and he's like,
well, no, we cut to, it's like a wide shot of like them all at the beach, and Dana throws a frisbee to Kelsey, and then Kelsey throws it off screen.
Joel's face, okay, he's like, I got it.
He's the third in a frisbee line.
We didn't cut to Dana's face or Kelsey's face.
No,
like
we cut right up into Joel's business, though.
I know why. It's because Carter jumps in, and you want like the surprise of like Carter's in this frame now, but like that would work a lot better with a medium shot. And you had a little bit more room to be surprised.
And you already did this with Joel. Do it with
you
another
did.
Person.
Yes, please do it with Chad.
We didn't need to see all of Joel's uvula. But we did.
I saw down his whole throat. Like,
I appreciate Carter like tackling him out of the way and throwing him into the dirt.
Yeah. He catches a frisbee and he's like, yeah, I'm here to have fun. They're like, Dana's like, you're here to just have fun. And
Joel does the like ha ha funny joke thing again.
Yeah. And then Carter's like, yeah, I'm having a chill fun time with friends. And they're like, yeah, right. You're a cop. And so he reaches into a cooler and under a bunch of ice, like that scene in Atomic Blonde, pulls out a super soaker and just starts spraying them.
This is a super soaker 2000. This is not your daddy's squirt gun.
No, this did not have the backpack. This didn't need to be pumped. It was primed and ready to go.
Now it had that fake trigger where the pump was the pressure.
And then so he sprays them and they like get it back from him and start throwing water at him and everyone's laughing. We got the Captain Mustache being like, ah, ha, ha. But there's definitely like, people around me like, I hate these kids. I'm just trying to have a nice time at the beach.
Yeah.
I don't want you to stomp on my blankets in my picnic, please.
I don't know what happens between then and now, but somehow Chad got the squirt gun and is now squirting Carter.
I think he just like just took it. He just grabbed it from him. But that's the end. I was certain that we were going to get a shot of... Oh, no, we did. It cut back to the demons at one point. I don't think I wrote it down.
I think it was before they went to the beat. I think Carter left the medical bay, and then we went to the demons for a second. It was either right after or right before that.
I don't remember which one, but yeah, you're right. And because Viper and Bumbleman are there, and they're like, yeah, he sucks. We hate Olympus, because Shocktarn was his idea, and Shocktarn just died. And then Olympus comes in and is like, get out of here. Get out of my face. Oh, no. She says the planets are aligning.
Yeah.
Right? Because
we get a shot of them almost in a line.
Yeah. Very quickly, moving very fast through space. And then he's like, yeah, my mom will be here soon. You better be nice to me. And then they walk away, and it lingers on him saying something to the effect of like, I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
Because I think he said something to them like, I'm going to go fight the Power Rangers so they're dead when my mom comes back. And Viper's like, no, Olympus, you can't do it.
You can't do that. They'll kill you. Then we cut to the rest, and we do the rest of it. So at least we didn't end on that. Like, hey, here's a cool fun time.
Yeah.
Olympus doing a thing. But that's it. That's the end of the episode. Scoot, you are our guest.
I am.
So you get to start these. What's the best?
I've got two.
Okay.
Carter being the best Red Ranger.
Well,
so
you only get
to
pick one. Best is superlative.
Well, then I have to give it. Okay.
Are your two? And then
it's
talk them through.
Carter being the best Red Ranger because he's like, I have to go back in and help because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Or Captain Mustache putting the boots back on. I think it's Captain Mustache putting the boots back on.
That's mine.
That was also mine.
Yeah. Captain Mustache just immediately grabbing.
Nobody asked him to do that. Carter looks up and he's half in a fire suit.
And Carter tries to stop him and he's like, what are you doing? He's like, the same thing you're doing. I'm helping people. Like, that's great. That's good. There should be like a, hey, this is a Power Rangers team from the 80s and here's Captain Mustache. That would be, I would love that. Scoot, what is the worst?
Viper's disqualified. I feel like we decided Viper can't be the worst anymore.
No, you know, we can't disqualify her because that. I feel like that throws a curve into the rankings, right? If you have this thing that is so bad it's disqualified, then that is automatically the worst, right? But I kind of want to see how many points she loses.
Can it just be that Ryan has no lines and instead his lines are replaced by voguing?
That was going to be mine.
I think Ryan's dumb voguing is pretty bad, and also that he barely cares that his dad almost
blew up and he doesn't say anything. And I think it's implied because this must be an earlier episode because they don't use the Max Solar Zord or anything. It's just like regular rescue Zords. I think it's like Ryan stayed with his dad to like make sure he was okay. So I like that, but like I have to suppose that. Like,
yeah,
they could have
said that out loud.
Yeah, but it's definitely him not talking and that weird like surf ninjas like yeah, look at my Spider-Man hands, like stop it, Ryan.
It's like Ryan just like stepped out of Team Skull and was just chilling out in that sidecar.
Team Skulling in that sidecar.
Ryan, you're just embarrassing. Like, stop. That's my worst too. Josh, is that yours? So Scoot, who's the MVP?
Carter.
I'm giving it to Cap Mustache.
I was also going to give it to Carter, I think.
Well, we don't have to agree on one.
That's
so
true.
That's fine.
True.
I'm giving it to Cap Mustache. I love a person puts the boots back on story. This is the best one that I've seen on Power Rangers, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, oops, us cutting in from about 10 minutes from when you're about to hear the end. Time travel, man. Hey, where do we want to rank this one? Good catch, Scoot, because I was ready to be. I was done. I
was a minute, maybe 2 minutes from breaking my mic down.
Yeah.
So,
good catch.
You're welcome.
I liked this episode a lot.
I did too.
A lot of good stuff.
A lot of good, sweet dad stuff for Captain and Carter.
Yeah. So last time there was a lot of good dad stuff was The Strength of the Sun. That one ended with Ryan in the hospital wing and Cap Mustache being like, nah, I'd have done it too. And in this episode, we see that like, yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. He backed it up.
So
good consistency. This is a very consistent season.
Yeah.
It's very consistent. And then what I like even more is that I know next year they're going to get it even better. So like This season is the we're so sorry about Lost Galaxy. Let's just try to do
please
good.
Forgive us.
We're so sorry. We did a lot of mistakes. We're sorry. They wanted it to be in space because they thought that's what we liked about in space, but they didn't know.
No, we just actually liked good Power Rangers and good character development.
Yeah. So Strength of the Sun is number 4. Better or worse than that one? Ryan
Ryan
goes and gets a new cool Zord.
Right. Knows he's gonna die but morphs anyway. Yeah. Because he has to help.
Captain Mustache, like in this one, like kind of like shows who his favorite son is, though. It's Carter.
It's very Carter for sure.
I'm gonna put Captain putting his boots back on above him being like, yeah, I would have done it too, because then he shows that he did do it too.
I also like that a lot. I don't like it more, I don't want to say, but like I like the follow through. They're like, I would have done that too. And then like a couple of episodes later, like, yeah, you would. You did.
Yeah, you did.
So above that,
I feel like I like this one more.
Above that is From Deep in the Shadows. That was the first of the Ryan.
That's when Ryan swam to the base and stole the morpher.
Yeah, it's when the wet bandit came in and stole the morpher and the reveal that it was Ryan at the end. I think I like this better than that one, too.
I think so, too.
Above that is Truth Discovered, which was the second episode of the Ryan saga where we get the backstory on Ryan and like that he didn't die, but he was took by demons. Better than that?
Yes.
I'm going off of you guys' recap of that episode, so I'm also going
to
say
yes. I
feel
like that episode's a little high, because we have, like, up to the challenge, like, down at number 6.
Well, that was number 2 or 3, wasn't it? Until, like, better episodes happened?
Yeah. I think overall these episodes are more consistent. I just, like, up to the challenge, just remember how much I like Frank and Brian now that I know that he directed Deadpool. He went on to direct Deadpool 2 and, like... Did he do John? No, he didn't do John Wick 2. That was still the same guy. He did stunts on John Wick, I think. So then number 1 is Riding the Edge, which is Kelsey finds the love of her life, Nancy, an astronaut.
Have not seen in.
They're still dating.
Just keeping her safe.
Yeah. She's an astronaut.
They had
Scoot.
A whole day off. They could have been like, hey, you want to come hang out at the beach with my friends on our day
off?
They
had a day off, yeah. But she might not have. She's an astronaut.
She might be in space, dog. I don't think.
Fair. You're right.
I don't know if. I don't know if this unseats that or not. And I feel like I'm being unfair to every episode that isn't the greatest love story Power Rangers ever told. But at the same time, this is the greatest love story Power Rangers ever told. So.
It's very good. It's just as emotional as this
one. Yeah. So
can we?
I want it.
We can't. We've made a rule. We have to get them.
We can't separate. Have a tie.
Nope.
I'm going to push for that. It's better. I'm going to push for this being number 1 so far.
Your vote doesn't count. You're a guest.
I know.
You're a guest in my home.
I was actually leaning that way too, though.
Okay. Well, I was leaning no, but that's because I cried during this.
That's true.
Power Rangers, where Kelsey found the love of her life, an astronaut named Nancy, who has a dog. I'll do it. I will agree that this is overall because to be fair, I'm putting a lot more into that episode than I think the episode intended.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I don't want to say it's headcanon because it's all on the page.
You're taking a lot more than it had to give.
Yes. I am meeting it more than halfway. But this one was just straight up very good.
The only bad thing was Viper still can't deliver any lines.
Well, that's never going
to
change.
And Ryan didn't have any, so he had to replace them by being the spotlight, by voguing the whole time, Ryan!
You know what's crazy is he wasn't hogging the spotlight. He was just like in the background doing these things. Like, look at me!
Just like, please notice me!
They didn't give him any lines. Like, and this is the suit actor. This isn't like Rhett Fisher. This is like the suit actor being like, I don't even get to fake talking in this one. Like, I'm just going to do some.
He's like, notice me, Sentai.
Spider-Man. Shut up. Shut up, Scoot. I invite you on this show.
Into your home, too.
Into my home. You are a guest.
Bought me pizza earlier.
What was this one called?
Face from the Past.
Blast from the Past.
From the Past.
Yeah, Blast in the Face.
So coming in at number 1 is A Face from the Past, unseating the greatest love story Power Rangers ever told. Whew, I didn't think we'd see this day, honestly.
I knew it had to happen. I thought it would be a little later, but I knew sooner or later we would get to that point where, like, what else happened in that episode other than Nancy realized that was Kelsey?
That's enough for me, though, honestly. Anyway, this is going to cut into the episode somewhere, so we'll just send it back to past us. That's it for us for today. Scubo, where can people find you online?
You can find me on the Twitter at ScottyMace1. That is the number one.
You said that exactly the way Cassidy says it on Secret
Alex. I realized that as soon as I said it out loud. But that's, you know, that's true, because someone is still sitting on just Scotty Mace. He hasn't tweeted since June of last year.
Well, report him. Burn him down. That it?
That's literally it.
Cool. Nice and compact. I don't know what the next episode is. I should have it pulled up still. So next week, because again, this is the only episode this week. Next week will be the Queen's Lightspeed. Ooh, so boy. We will see that next Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Blast,
my dude.
A blast face.
Blast from
the past place.